Welcome back to another exciting adventure right here on Radio Wasteland, the best in paranormal talk radio. I am your host, Chauncey Hallworth. This is my co-host, Kara Kittrick.
Hello.
Kara, do you got any news for us today?
Yes, I do. So, an 88-year-old Korean War veteran and 45-year pilot has spotted an unidentifying flying object in the mountains of North Carolina. While checking on a plane he keeps in a hangar at the Silver Creek Airport in Morganton. He described the object as round and irregular and said it would, quote, suddenly plummet tens of thousands of feet before soaring right back up, unquote. He captured several photos of the object on his iPad, but at one point when he looked down at the device and looked up again, it was gone. A local astronomer agrees that the object was not a comet, proposing instead that it was the glare reflected off the condensation trail of a distant aircraft. A suggestion the pilot dismissed, as the object remained in one general area for quite some time, whereas he said, quote, a plane of any sort passing through my viewing area would have been out of sight within minutes. He went on to say that none of his pilot friends felt they could explain his sighting either. A new study of ghost sightings by state found that Texas was the most haunted state in the U.S. per capita, just ahead of California and Ohio. Just in Houston, there are numerous local myths about haunted locations, including the Herman Park Trail, which is said to boast restless spirits by night, and the Hotel Galvez and Spa in Galveston, where a woman who hung herself in the early 1900s is believed to haunt a specific room. The study was carried out by the gaming website Slotsource.com for some reason, and list ghost sightings and population. Delaware and Puerto Rico ranked last in terms of spookiness. Finally, Pastor Paul Begley of the Coming Apocalypse podcast has stated that a blue moon on Halloween is an omen of the end of the world, saying that its nearness to the election could symbolize the, quote, socialist communistic beast in Revelation rising out of the sea. He also predicted that a series of four blood moons in 2014 and 2015 would signal the end of the world, so not the best track record, but one can only hope. Back to you, Chauncey.
Right. You know, this 88-year-old pilot sighting, it's like it goes back and forth. It's like, you're all, okay, well, he's an 88-year-old, so you're just all like, well, I don't know. But then also, he's an 88-year-old that can fly a plane, which, you know, has me beat. So
right.
I mean, that automatically undoes the 88-year-oldness. And then he's like a 45-year pilot veteran. And from the Korean War, it's like he's not used to seeing things that are flying around. I don't know, man. That one's pretty heavy.
Well, to me, the fact that he's a 45... Like, he fought in the Korean War, but I don't believe the article I read meant to imply that his flight experience ended in the Korean War, because that would make him, like, 150 or something.
No, I get it. Yeah, no,
he's... like, he's been flying since...
Right, for 45 years he's been flying.
Yeah.
or probably longer, you know, because that would make him something like 43 when he started flying, and I mean the likelihood of that is unlikely.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So it's like, you know, I don't know. I think these people shouldn't be so quick to undo what these old pilots are saying. It's not like the physics of condensation has really changed.
Right.
Since.
Yeah. So that's something I found funny about the article. Like, he's like, it maybe could have been a comet, but I doubt it. And
Right. Then
they went to this local astronomer who's like, oh, it was probably condensation.
Right, the snooty astronomer's just like, Grandpa, go back to checking QAnon on your Facebook.
Literally just the dude from Ghostbusters who tries to shut down the title of Ghostbusters.
The guy who comes in and has the switch pulled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Total horror movie skeptic move. You don't. Yeah,
totally. So
want that.
I think if anything, we should learn that we need to give these pilots a little more credit where credit is due, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Especially when you consider that, like, pilots in general, regardless of age, have a very long history of UFO sightings. I think many of the most famous sightings we're familiar with are from pilots.
Right.
And, you know, the 2004 Tic Tac UFO sighting that kind of kicked off everything was, you know, captured by pilots. So,
right. Yeah.
We're thinking about.
Yeah, give them a break. All right, then moving on. I wonder if the ghosts are bigger in Texas. You got to ask yourself. But, no, I'm not surprised. You know, if history is a place... Well, I mean, I guess I am surprised if you move on to others. So you got to ask yourself, is history a place where most ghost sightings happen? You know, and Texas has a lot of violent history.
Sure.
But I would assume that, I mean, on the last on the list is Delaware and Puerto Rico. And I assume that the two of them have some pretty shady history as well.
Right.
Delaware being our very first state, and Puerto Rico being, a place where there was probably quite a bit of imperialistic actions going on.
Do you know anything about the history of Puerto Rico?
Not a thing. No.
Me neither.
No, I really.
So we're guessing. We have no idea.
We are guessing, but if history of other places is somewhat accurate, I would assume that that stuff went on there too.
Just vaguely, like, non-white population, it's an island,
right.
Probably some,
you know, it belongs to you know, a country that at the time was imperialistic, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the people would argue today the U.S. is imperialistic too, but I mean, by strict
definition,
we were imperialistic at the time.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So I would assume, but you know, Texas definitely has a lot of, you know, Old West and the OK Corral and lots of great history down there, still connected.
It does,
probably
yeah.
Still standing buildings. So, you know,
now, what,
even then, I mean, if a building's torn down, does the ghost move out? I don't know.
What I wonder is if it isn't, is if what the study is really measuring isn't just like how willing people in different states are to like mention ghosts.
Right.
Which makes me think, is it a stereotype about Texans that they're superstitious? I don't know.
I mean, it could also be a measurement of who is most likely to jump to the conclusion of ghost over something else. You know?
Right, exactly.
Which I'm not saying that's the case. It's just, you know, you're, not you, but one is statistically taking a poll about something that we're not even sure if it exists or not.
Exactly.
And then coming to conclusions about what that actually means. So,
right. Well, next on the list was California and Ohio. So,
and California makes sense. You know, there's a lot of, you know.
Yeah.
There's a
Ohio,
lot of crystal
though.
Worship. You know, we're all worshiping crystals.
Yeah, California. I would have expected California to be first. And the fact that we've ceded that territory to Texas is, frankly, scandalous.
Right. Totally. Totally.
But
I know little about Ohio.
I don't know what the Ohioan stereotypes are, because like it's not on one of the coasts. I don't care. You know, it's got to be like the border around the country. If it's like in the interior, I just don't know anything.
Well, I mean, Ohio. I mean, I do tend to care if it's got music. You know, music or arts in Ohio, you know, Cleveland is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So you got to give them that.
Okay.
Got to give them the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Is it known for being spooky?
I don't know. That's where they filmed Drew Carey, so maybe.
Okay.
It's getting spookier every moment. All right, so you want to know if the world's going to end? Stick around and find out, because we're going to be talking about whether or not Donald Trump or Joe Biden is the Antichrist right here on Radio Wasteland.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go!
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Radio Wasteland comes to you from the Reading studios of Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and AM 1460. Visit Radio Wasteland at Instagram at instagram.com/Radio Wasteland.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and our guest tonight is nobody. Our guest is us. We are talking about an article. Okay, so my wife sent me this article, you know, for complete transparency. Neither Kara or I are Christian. You know, so we're going to be talking about the Antichrist, but, you know, just to be fair, neither of us really believe in an Antichrist because, you know, you got to believe in in a Christ first.
He's agnostic. I worship Satan. It's a whole thing.
Well, you can't worship Satan without believing in God, too.
That's not true. Lots of religions have a devil figure.
Yeah, but they also have a God figure.
Not necessarily. Buddhism has...
they have just the devil? That's progressive.
I mean, they have lots of gods, too.
Oh,
but, yeah, they have demons and so forth.
I prefer a religion with a pantheon.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, the key thing about Buddhism is that neither the gods or the demons are particularly important. They're just, you know, other beings that exist in other worlds. But the ultimate goal is still to ascend to nirvana or whatever.
Oh, really? You don't pray to him and stuff like that?
I mean, no, not really.
Huh.
There's lots of different types of Buddhism. Sometimes people pray to the Buddha, but not, that's far from a universal thing.
I see.
In fact, I think in a lot of branches of Buddhism, that's sort of like discouraged.
Okay, well, today, we're dealing with Christians. Those pesky Christians. And also, to be perfectly clear, my wife is a Christian, and she is the one that sent me the article that we're going to be discussing today.
So, okay. So that makes it all right.
Right, yeah, totally. We're unevenly yoked. So, you know, the media would have you believe, maybe rightfully so, that Christians are all on the side of Donald Trump. And everybody else is on the side of Joe Biden, that Donald Trump is part of God's plan or something like that. Don't you kind of get that vibe that that's what they're pushing?
Well, I think that's the impression a lot of people get, because evangelicals are some of the most, like, outspoken Christian people in the country, and also are a solidly conservative voting bloc.
Hmm.
But, I mean, they're actually, in terms of, you know, candidates a Christian is going to vote for, there's probably more Christians voting for Joe Biden, just by virtue of the fact that there's a lot of Christians in the country. I mean, black people are going overwhelmingly for Biden, and black people are, on average, much more likely to be Christian than white people.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, like, it's kind of evangelicals who are supporting Trump. But I agree that that's the impression that most people get, because I, like, evangelicals are like, they will let you know that they're Christian, and most other Christian groups will not necessarily.
Right, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, the how do you know your son's new girlfriend is vegan? She told
you. Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
I think evangelicals are just religious vegans, but replace tofu with God.
Religious vegan. Okay. Okay. Well, try to be nice, Kara. Just try to be nice.
I mean, to okay. Vegans or to evangelicals?
No, not vegans. No. Now, okay, so this article is, Could American Evangelicals Spot the Antichrist? Here Are the Biblical Predictions, by somebody named Benjamin L. Corey, who is a life coach, Christian life coach speaker kind of guy. And he just basically goes through and references all the comments in the Bible about the Antichrist, then sort of puts them up against today's world. And, you know, one thing that's interesting to note is, like, everybody, we all have this kind of idea that the Antichrist is well-loved by everybody and totally good-looking and stuff like that. And a lot of that actually comes from Nostradamus. It doesn't actually come from the Bible. So we're only going to be referencing biblical prophecy here, the important stuff.
Okay, only biblical prophecy here, right, on Radio Wasteland.
Right. Yeah, just the real stuff. Okay, so, you know, I guess let's just hop into it. Now, his article is definitely leaning towards Trump being the Antichrist. And I don't think that's really fair, so we're going to throw it out there as though, you know, maybe both are, but... But he's leaning towards this, and you know, it's an interesting comparison. But I'm sure if you're a anti-Bidenist out there, you'll probably see it.
Anti-Bidenist.
Well, I mean, you know, we all seem to have this way of seeing the world through our own filter. Okay, so the author says, Benjamin Corey says, the Antichrist will be the leader of a nation that is a military superpower with the ability to trample and crush the entire earth. And the biblical quote is Daniel 7:23, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. So, you know, I don't know if this is necessarily hucking at Biden or Trump, but this is definitely hucking at the United States as being one of the potential places that the Antichrist will come from.
Yeah, well, with my lack of biblical knowledge, I think it's more than fair to put that on the United States, since, you know, we have military bases in every country, and, you know, we we routinely invade countries whose policies we don't like for whatever reason. And yeah, we definitely have the power to trample the whole earth and do so in kind of a low-grade way at all times. Now, I mean, it depends on how seriously you take this. Like, does the Bible mean, you know, stormtroopers in every village? Does it mean, you know, no nations, just the one empire? Like, we don't meet that criteria, but I think we're as close as you could realistically get.
Yeah, I think if we were to narrow it down, that would give us the United States, Russia, or China is where the Antichrist is coming from.
Yeah, I don't think Russia or China really match that anymore.
Well, Russia does in nukes.
Well, in nukes, sure, but...
Yeah, and I'm sure China does, like, too.
Okay, but I guess if you're saying that, then any nuclear-armed country really has the power to trample the whole world.
No, 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 no. Nuclear-powered countries like India and stuff like that, you know, these places have like 10 nuclear missiles or something.
Oh, I know, but if they launch, the whole world will still end.
That are targeted at the entire... With 10 nuclear missiles? Nah, that's nothing.
No, but they launch them at us, and then we launch them at everyone. You know,
totally.
You could definitely
fire them all.
I mean, kind of. I think you could definitely end the world with 10 nuclear missiles strategically placed.
Okay. Moving on.
That's beside the point.
Moving on. You could hit them all in one place, maybe crack it. Which one is this? The Antichrist will be a man who is exceptionally arrogant and will be known for giving boastful speeches. Quoted in Daniel 7:8 and Revelation 13:5, I could hear his boastful speech. So this is obviously one of his references to Trump. He can be boastful. I think even Trump supporters will identify with that.
Yeah, everyone knows that about him. Although I don't know how you get known for making boastful speeches from I heard his boastful speech. Like, to me, that implies on one occasion he said something boastful.
Man.
As opposed to, like, I don't know. It seems like
you're not thinking about this with biblical ears. Biblical ears is that you take a tiny sentence out of everything else and then you extrapolate on it.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Well, isn't that the way these things go?
I don't know.
Nobody cares about context.
I just hear the quote and I'm like, okay, so the guy's boasting currently. Not that he is always boasting, but...
I will also make the fair argument that all politicians boast, because every time you talk to them,
well,
our plan will do this, and we're great, and here's my record.
Hello, this is Mark Mazzano, candidate for City Council. Did you know earlier this summer, Redding City Council sold a piece of land for $3,000 to a political opposition group in a bid to stop the Redding Rancheria's new casino, denying us 700 new jobs and millions of dollars for our local economy? I think it's just plain sleazy politics. When was the last time you could buy your own road for $3,000? Who knows? They probably could have got $300,000. The land in question is a strip of roadway specifically intended to prevent commercial access for the casino. Whether you agree with the casino project or not, our city council knowingly broke the law. Don't take my word for it. We're fortunate to actually have a real lawyer on city council who voted no because he knew the city would face litigation. Litigation that we, the taxpayers of Redding, would have to pay, which could cost tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to right a wrong. What did City Councilman DeQuista say?
Yeah. I'll say it. It's sleazy.
A vote for me, Mark Mazzano, on November 3rd is a vote for a new voice in Redding. Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Mazzano, council member, City of Redding.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
This is Redding Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Redding utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit ReddingChamber.com or cityofredding.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
You're listening to Chauncey and Kara on Radio Wasteland right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's Free Fire Radio. And don't forget to follow Radio Wasteland on Facebook at facebook.com/radiowasteland.us. Feel like you're not getting the whole show? Well, you're not. This was a long show and had to be chopped up for the radio. If you want to hear more, check us out at RadioWasteland.us.
The Antichrist will be a political outsider with despicable character and a contemptuous personality who wins an election that no one expects him to win. And the quote is, a despicable person will arise, a man of contempt, to whom the royal honor has not been rightfully conferred. He will slip in when least expected and will seize the kingdom through flattery and intrigue. Daniel 11:21.
Okay, so that seems pretty clear, except that no part of that seems to describe an election. That describes a monarchy in which someone takes the throne through like a Game of Thrones style maneuvering. There's nothing in there about elections.
Well, you got to put it in today's world. Again, democracy was not really a thing then. You know, democracy was...
I don't know. I would really be much more impressed if this prediction, if it was like, and he will win the electoral college, but not the popular vote.
Again, you're dealing with the Bible. You're not going to get that. What kind of... You got no imagination, girl. You got to get on it.
Okay, maybe I'm a biblical I admit it does have a certain, you know, amount of similarity, but by that merit, we could also say that, well, I guess Despicable Character is a way in which I think Trump is different from a lot of previous presidents. Because, I mean, George W. Bush, he was the guy you'd want to have a beer with, right?
Yeah.
Trump, no. Yeah. I would not want to be in a room with Trump.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I would, but only for purposes of physically attacking him.
Oh, God.
Like...
Go burn down a Walmart, Kara. Go burn down a Walmart.
I felt that addendum was necessary so I wouldn't lose my anarchist cred.
Right.
The point is...
Your anarchist...
I don't think even his supporters think that, like, he's a great guy, you know? So the Despicable Character part, I will give you that. That applies to him. The rest of it, I'm like, okay, I think that's reaching a little bit.
Okay, how about this? The Antichrist will give speeches where he speaks great things and then about things that are even greater. And the quote from Daniel 7:20 is, "He had a mouth that spoke great things and that seemed greater than its companions."
Okay, well.
Just the use of the word great there, is that not hitting the nail on the head enough for you?
Little bit, yeah, but that to me implies, you know, making great prompt. Well, I guess he also does that. No, I guess that's kind of a shoo-in for Trump, and I wouldn't say for Biden. But
I think Trump supporters would say that it's a thing for Biden, because Trump supporters view Biden as basically saying none of you will have to work, you'll all get paid for nothing, stuff like that. So,
sure.
You know,
but here's
if they had used the word tremendous, I would have been totally on board with this one.
Here's why it's silly to say that about Biden, though, is because if Biden is the Antichrist, then every Democratic person who's run for president has been the Antichrist also. But you only get one Antichrist. Because Biden is very typical of a Democratic presidential nominee or candidate.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't know if you only get one.
Whereas Trump is not.
So this might just be my horror movie knowledge of the world, but I don't know if you really just get one Antichrist as much as it only works once, you know? Because in horror movies, they're constantly trying to bring about the devil baby to end all things, and then they stop it, but then there's like a sequel, and they try to make a devil baby again, you know? It's like, you just got to get that one that sticks.
Okay, I see what you mean. Now, is it actually a thing in the Bible that the Antichrist is, like, literally a devil baby, or is it just a dude who's kind of bad?
I think it's a dude who's kind of bad.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's like, it would be like Jesus, I would assume. If it's the Antichrist, it would be the antithesis of Jesus. It would be the son of the baddie. And,
right, but does it actually say that, or is that, like, our interpretation of, like, the
word
Antichrist? Okay, yeah. Well...
I mean, they have whole bookstores full of books based on this book. You know, I mean, there's a lot of interpretation out there.
It just seems to me that the Antichrist would actually, like, turn out to be much more mild than many of his contemporaries. Like...
Like Biden?
I mean... Exactly. Like, I don't know if that's really what the Bible was driving at, but like if that's it and we all go and meet God after this is over, I'm going to be like, okay, hold on. That's totally bad writing. Very unfair.
Yeah. Well, who was it, Paul? Whoever's vision it was, you know, it wasn't a pleasant one.
It was John of Patmos.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. They all have the same name. They all sound like some jock bro I went to high school with. John, Paul, Matt, you know. Eh.
Well, that's because these are literally Anglicanizations of, like, Middle Eastern names.
Oh, okay.
They all had, like, Arabic-sounding names.
Oh, okay.
That's translated.
Lame.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll do one more, and then we'll come up on the break here. The Antichrist comes to power through collusion with a secret alliance who uses disinformation to help him win, even though he has a minority number of supporters. The quote from Daniel 11:23 is, "After an alliance is made with him, he will practice deception, and he will go up and gain power with a small force of people."
Okay. Now, to me, that sounds much more like a don't make an alliance with this guy, because he'll take his black ops people and he'll kill you afterwards when you're no longer useful. To me, this doesn't sound like it's talking about elections at all. But, I mean, I guess it can fit if we're applying it to the election.
You're saying this one sounds more like Cooey.
Yeah, it sounds more like the leader of this country will pull off a coup.
Right.
Against some other country that they're allied with, which to me is kind of a staple of the U.S.
Well,
so
I think
a lot apply
to anyone.
Kind
of feel that that's what kind of happened with Trump, is that people were manipulated through social media, that there was an alliance, that there was a coup, there wasn't enough voters, that he did take it over with a small number of people. And
sure.
You know, I mean, you know, a lot of people really
okay.
feel
again,
that
I would not happened. I would not call this a slam dunk. I would not call this undeniable. But sure, I would say it applies to Trump more than Biden.
All right.
I mean,
so far,
if Biden like wins the electoral college and not the popular vote somehow, then maybe it doesn't. But I don't think that's even possible for Biden to win in that way. So.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
So far, Trump is leading in this guy's article, but we both agreed that we kind of felt that the Antichrist would be a little more mild. So the one we came up with was a definite hell yes for Biden. So I'm not sure if this is a tie right now.
I mean, I just think this article is a little overinterpreted. But,
the whole dang book is a little overinterpreted, Carrie. You can't come at it from that. No.
I think if we were still living in medieval times, it would be much easier to apply it to, you know, our situations.
You went to college. You got a fancy learning. Yeah. You went to college. They indoctrinated you into liberal, just like what happens to you people, right?
Sure. Yeah, that's how it goes in college.
Right. So, I mean, just pretend that you're reading Leaves of Grass or some other form of poetry, and then you gotta, you know, you gotta massage the message.
Leaves of Grass was not meant as a predictive tool.
Well, maybe it was.
Yeah, okay, maybe. But I think at this point we can confidently say that it has not come true yet.
Right. Okay, well, you are listening to Radio Wasteland as Chauncey and Kara, that's us, talk about whether or not either of our presidential candidates are the Antichrist, and I can guarantee you one thing. By the end of this show, we'll know. Come on back.
The real Antichrist was inside us all along.
Hi, I'm Stephen Bell, and I'm running to represent the communities of Shasta Lake, Lakehead, Lewiston, Hayfork, and the entire Trinity County on the Shasta College Board of Trustees. I believe education benefits everyone. It empowers you to accomplish your dreams, to provide for yourself and your family and is a stepping stone to greater economic success. Make your vote count and help me with starting the change for better education. Thank you.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, I'm Stephen Bell, and I'm running to represent the communities of Shasta Lake, Lakehead, Lewiston, Hayfort, and the entire Trinity County on the Shasta College Board of Trustees. I believe education benefits everyone. It empowers you to accomplish your dreams, to provide for yourself and your family, and is a stepping stone to greater economic success. Make your vote count and help me with starting the change for better education. Thank you.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM. 1460 AM. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with Chauncey and Kara. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us. Feel like you're not getting the whole show? Well, you're not. This was a long show and had to be chopped up for the radio. If you want to hear more, check us out at radiowasteland.us.
During the rule of the Antichrist, there will be a food shortage and huge spikes in food prices, but will be a surplus of oil that remains cheap. The quote, Revelation 6:6, 2 pounds of wheat for a day's wages and 6 pounds of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil.
Huh. Well, that's actually pretty accurate right now.
Right?
Oil prices dropped pretty massively around the time of the pandemic. And I think, I want to say there were also food shortages as a result of the trade war.
During the reign of the Antichrist, those who are wise to what is happening will rise up and resist in a period of civil unrest that will get a lot of attention. They will face violence from security forces and receive no help from the Antichrist. The quote from Daniel 11:33, those who are wise will instruct many, though for a time they will fall by the sword or be burned or captured or plundered. When they fall, they will receive little help, and many who are not sincere will join them.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like it's predicting Black Lives Matter to me. Mm-hmm. It sounds like Black Lives Matter.
Right. Right.
But, you know, there's, like, the really hard core right-wing types, I'm sure, would say that applies to Biden, too, with, like, the people who are resisting being, like, right-wing militia groups. Personally, I think right-wing militia groups are terrifying and insane. But, you know, that's what they would say about Black Lives Matter, so.
Yeah.
So who can say for sure there is no objective fact of the situation?
People are scared of everything.
Yes.
The Antichrist will use his armed forces to remove people from the area surrounding a church and will do something detestable in front of it. The quote from Daniel 11:29-33. His armed forces will ride up to desecrate the area surrounding the temple so that they can set up the abomination that leaves the area empty.
Okay. Well, he did do the whole thing where he, like, gassed the people around the church and then did a photo op. I don't know if doing a photo op counts as something detestable. I think it's only detestable because it's him.
Well, I mean...
But, yeah. Like...
Who's to argue, you know?
Why? He did tear gas people around a church to, like, clear them out so he could do a photo op, which is not a good look.
Not something that happens a lot in this country, you have to admit.
It is true. It's unusual in the sense that I don't think anyone's done that specific thing before.
The Antichrist.
Pretty bad politics.
Right. Okay. The Antichrist will see himself as being above everyone else, as if he had no need for God. He will eventually elevate himself as the God and King of Israel. And the quote is, and he will exalt himself above all so that he sets himself up on God's own temple in Israel, proclaiming himself to be God.
I mean, there's 20 days till election. I guess it could still happen.
Totally.
But I don't think invading Israel and declaring yourself the god of it is. I think probably his campaign advisors will advise that he does not do that.
Yes. Okay. Here's the quote from Daniel. I'm not even going to say what the author says. He will show no regard for the gods of his ancestors or for the one desired by women, nor will he regard any god, but would exalt himself above all. Instead of them, he will honor a god no one will have heard of before, the god of fortresses. He will worship this god with a lot of money.
Wait, the god of women? What?
He will worship the god of fortresses. So the reference the author is making here is that he will literally worship the god of border walls and fortresses and stuff like that.
Okay, that seems like a stretch, but maybe. Sure.
It's all a stretch. The Antichrist's most devoted followers will wear a sign of their allegiance to him on their foreheads.
Yeah, okay.
And they received a mark from. On their right hand and on their foreheads.
Well, okay, I don't know about the right-hand one, though.
I don't know.
Like, clearly it's the... I mean, clearly it's the, like, Trump hats, right, for the mark on the forehead, but, like...
I'm assuming,
yeah. I don't know that Trump supporters are wearing anything in particular on their right hands, so I don't know that that applies to either of them.
Yeah, and your wedding ring and your watch go on your left hand, so it's not that.
Yeah. Also, I don't think the Bible is going to be taking the position that wedding rings count as, like, a sign of the beast.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Plus, if you're a lefty, it goes on your right hand, so.
Exactly.
Right. Finally, but the people who truly know God and remain faithful will firmly resist him. With flattery, he will corrupt those who have violated the covenant, but the people who know their God will firmly resist him. Daniel 11:32. That's you, Kara.
Aw. Warm and fuzzy.
Firmly resisting. You are apparently...
Here's the thing. That could apply to either of them, though, because anyone who takes power in the United States will be firmly resisted. Like, right. That's just how it works.
Okay, well... You know, the time's come here. I think we've covered enough. I think we know all we need to know. So the answer is Trump the Antichrist?
What do you think?
Yes or no?
I think no.
You're going to go with no. I, too, am going to go with him because I don't believe in the Antichrist. But
right. Well, for me,
I do think he did a pretty fun that. Job of connecting conspiracy lines and, you know, let's get some QAnon in on this and maybe they'll be able to connect the rest of it.
Okay, to me, hearing all these predictions, this is clearly describing someone who will, like, rule in a post-apocalyptic world that has a medieval level of technology, like, in the Middle East, who will have a globe-spanning empire.
Like, no, they have a medieval, if not primeval, level of understanding the technology they were looking at in the vision.
Okay, it's a vision, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know how you can mistake a gun for a sword. I don't know how you could mistake a kingship for, like, court intrigue for an election. Those things visually do not look similar. So if he was having a vision right now.
They're not getting the whole thing. They're getting the results and, you know, they're getting the keynotes. They're not getting the, you know.
See, this is a difficult topic for me.
He's watching the movie, not the Netflix series. He's getting it in 2 hours. He's not getting it in a 10-episode show that probably should have been 6 episodes. You know, he's not getting all that.
This is difficult for me because my contempt for Trump is only matched by my contempt for the Bible as a predictive tool. So, like, it's hard for me to...
All right.
But I think it's not a slam dunk for Trump, and I think, like, there was a part in there where it was like, the people will know he's the Antichrist. Right. So it's like, I think whoever is the Antichrist, let's treat it as a legitimate prediction here. I think we'll know it when we see it, right? I think it will be obvious. And I think right now, I think for the real Antichrist, we could have gone through that list, and I would have been like, for every one of them, yeah, definitely. I think something where it sways a skeptic.
All right, let's make it worth our while. If he is the Antichrist, you owe me $5. If he turns out to not be the Antichrist, I'll owe you $5.
Yeah, I like that. I'll take that deal.
All right, you've been listening to Radio Wasteland. Careful with your vivid dreams tonight. Good night.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.